This call may be recorded.
Hi.
Hey.
Want to see a new doctor?
What's that?
You like your new doctor?
Yeah.
Good. Yay.
That's great.
I'm happy for you.
She's raising my Prozac.
Oh. Okay. Is that what you wanted?
I don't know.
I mean, are you happy about that?
I don't know. If I'm on Prozac, I don't really feel anything.
Huh?
I don't know. That's what she recommended, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay. I mean, you told her that you felt like you're not feeling anything and you don't like that, right? Okay, and you told her that you went for a gun on Sunday, right?
Did I what?
That you came to get a gun from the shed on Sunday?
No. I told her that I've still been suicidal.
Okay. And you told her that you had a panic attack yesterday?
Yes.
What?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So you're okay with it, anyways?
I guess so.
Okay.
I probably need to go fill those prescriptions, though.
Okay.
Do you want me to do that on that Fidelity credit card?
I thought your mom was paying for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It needs to go on your mom's card, not ours. Um,
Did you want something else from me?
What?
Did you want something else from me?
Yeah, hold on. I think they're plain old crackers. So what should you really say?
Well, it's because you didn't eat your original cheese.
I was thinking about earlier when you said that you thought that I was trying to say that I was trying to get a recording to prove that you're mentally unstable?
Uh-huh. You said that you didn't want to talk to me anymore, and then you called me on a recorded line and was asking me all kinds of questions about it. Just...
Well, I was checking in because there was a whole bunch of stuff that you said you would do for me, so I was just checking in. Because if you were actually doing those things, then you might be, like, making progress towards believing the truth someday, which would be really good for us.
Progress towards what?
Believing the truth. If there's a day in the future that you're able to replace the untruths in your mind with truths, then we'll have a future together. And the things that people have been asking you to do ever since last July have all been geared toward putting you in a position to see truth. So I was just calling because I was hopeful that you had actually done the things that you've been claiming you're going to do. And I had no way of knowing that you were going to launch into, I almost got in a car accident and all of that. I was trying my best to respond appropriately and compassionately with concern because you're telling me that you didn't disclose that to anybody else. And the choice that you're making to self-isolate is extremely dangerous for you right now. Extremely dangerous. And it's not right for it to be on me to be the only person who knows. It's not fair to me.
Who knows why?
That you had a panic attack yesterday? That you went to bed early?
I didn't think
that
you were going to call me again. I didn't.
No. I'm saying yesterday. You had a responsibility to yourself to reach out to another person, to let another person besides me know what's going on with you and what a rough day you had yesterday. Because if you self-isolate with this stuff, then it's going to get worse.
I'm not asking you to reach out to me. I wasn't expecting.
I know, but I'm saying, when I called you, I wasn't expecting you to hit me with that emotional information. So there's no way that it was a setup to try to get you to say something about it. And honestly, I think you need to know that that doesn't even make sense. Like, these are not, I don't think that these are reasonable fears that you have. Like, what would I even do with a recording like that? I don't understand.
You don't trust me to honor what I said about giving you whatever you want in a divorce.
So still, what would I do with the recording? It doesn't make sense.
You can use that to take the kids away.
But how am I taking the kids away if you're giving me the kids? It doesn't make sense.
You said that you don't trust me. You hardly.
But I'm still not going to ever have an opportunity to use the recording. It doesn't make sense. On your end, you're the one who
can trust me.
But still, how would I use the recording against you? Like, I can't make you not live up to your word. But how can we do that if you're giving the kids to me? That's literally impossible. I don't understand.
I didn't appreciate you calling me on a recorded line to gather information. It's just.
But I
the construct that you're asking me questions, concerning questions about how I'm doing when.
Okay, well, I wasn't, but you're the one. Okay, but you understand that I was calling to ask what you had done last night relative to what we just had a conversation yesterday about you committing to do last night. I had no way of knowing that you were going to hit me with, I had a panic attack, I took a crazy medication, I almost got in a car accident, and I went right to sleep when I got home. So, I mean, finding out that you didn't disclose that to anybody else and wanting to talk through it with you and help you process it and having concern for your safety does not, I mean, that actually makes sense, right? The way I'm saying it actually makes sense. But the way you're saying it, that I'm setting you up to get a recording to use to take your kids away is not even a reasonable fear when you're not planning on fighting me for the kids. Like, it doesn't make sense. And I immediately, like, the sensitive stuff that you want to talk about, I immediately offered to call you back on a regular line. You had told me that you really enjoyed having a recorded line, and it gave you a high level of, like, comfort and confidence.
Great. Yeah, my mom's calling.
Do you want to talk to your mom right now?
Nope.
You don't have to talk to your mom. Do you want to talk to me right now?
If you want to. I'm going to cut you down for a second so I can get a sweater. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. I'll go put your sandwich in the.
Did you hear that?
I heard him screaming.
You didn't hear him saying cheese dip, chips, and salsa?
Uh-uh.
Over and over and over.
I should probably let you go so I can figure out what I can eat.
Do you have your notebook of all the things you told me you'll do?
I have a notebook.
Is it a notebook that's designated for that purpose?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
What all's on your list?
I don't know. I'll have to go find it.
Oh, that's what I meant. You have it with you.
Do you like me to text you what's on it later?
Why? Where is it?
It's in my truck.
Simon. Where are you? Yes.
No.
Okay. You don't want to go to your truck?
No, I'm starving.
Oh, are you eating?
No, I have to figure out something to eat and make it.
Okay, so you don't really want to talk to me right now?
I would like to eat if that's okay. I can call you later, or I can text you my list.
Can you tell Daddy that?
No. Go ahead, tell Daddy what you just told me. I asked Simon to tell you what he just walked up to me and said.
Okay.
Simon, come tell Daddy. He ran away.
What did he say?
He was about to go to the bathroom. And on his way to the bathroom, he decided to run back to me. So he came back to me and he said, "Hey, Mom, and Donald Trump said to wash your hands after you touch your bottom."
Did he really say that?
I said, "Huh? What?
Did he really say that?
What?
Did he really say that?
Who, Donald Trump or Simon?
Donald Trump.
No. Donald Trump just said, wash your hands.
Okay.
But I was telling the kids today, and I was telling them all the time, they need to wash their hands. I said, the President of the United States asks all Americans to wash their hands. After you pee, after you poop, after you sneeze, after you cough, before you eat food. So
right.
Simon just ran out and said, and Donald Trump said, wash your hands after you touch your bottom. I told him to tell you, and he smiled and he ran away, embarrassed. But once he got inside the house, I heard him yelling over his shoulder, "You don't know what Donald Trump said." Oh, he woke up in the middle of the night last night.
Yeah.
Came to my bed, lay down. I thought he went back to sleep. But about a minute later, he said clear as day, like not even tired. Which president do you think Miss Janie is rooting for?
Did you tell him?
I said, I don't know. But why would he be wondering about that? Were you all talking about it at the McDonald's?
I don't know.
Do you even know?
I think it would be Trump.
Well, Simon was wondering.
I guess the polite thing to teach him is to not ask, though, isn't it?
Nah.
I go make some food. I'm starving. Shaking, starving.
Did you pack a lunch today?
No.
Did CA tell you to pack a lunch?
No.
What?
No.
Yeah, he did. I was sitting there right there beside you. You remember?
No. But it doesn't matter. I'm not eating lunch.
It wouldn't. I mean, obviously, if you made a sandwich, then you would have it with you at work.
Okay.
And
you know when I'm able to shop again for food?
14th.
Okay.
You mean frozen surprise slide?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. So after you get the food, you'll get that notebook? Hello?
Yes, I will.
Okay. All right. Bye.